Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 38 of Off the Tape Podcast. This is your host, Spencer Ash Jones, and coming back in full fashion is our editor, Anna Tibet, and of course, our co-host, The Fan. How's it going, guys?
Yo.
What's up? It's good, man. We're back after a little break, but I'm excited to be back. Trade deadline's coming up, and we'll get into that next week once the dust settles. But yeah, plenty of news from outside the NHL to talk about today.
Yeah, before we jump right into it, of course, we'll continue our segment of episode 38, and we got some number 38s, you know, a little, I guess you say, a little trivia fun for listeners and us. Who wants to start off here with their number 38, though?
Not Tibet. No. Because Tibet chooses the best one ever, and number 38, folks, sucks. So we Spencer and I are going first, and then Tibet's going last to save the best for last. But fine. I'm gonna go with a bit of a different one. So I am actually choosing a player from the Czech Republic who only played in the NHL for a very short amount of time. He played with the Boston Bruins, and he played with your Ottawa Senators, actually, for a season. His name is Vladimír Růžička. And Vladimír Růžička, importantly, in Czech hockey history, actually captained the Czech team during the gold medal win in 1998 in Nagano. So I thought that was actually kind of a cool little shout-out. I'd bring that up. Former keeping it. I finally found an Ottawa Senator to do. I thought they all sucked, but then I had to Google Růžička, and he actually was the captain. And believe it or not, he was drafted by the Leafs in 73rd overall in 1982. His playing career spanned from the USSR to the Czech League to the NHL, and I think he nearly amassed 1,000 points. He didn't get there, but he got fairly close. Vladimír Růžička is my number 38.
There you go. Certainly out of left field with that one. For my number 38, I'm going to go with the 37th overall draft pick of the 37th overall draft pick of the 2011 NHL draft. Born and raised in Dorchester, Ontario, Canada. His uncle Billy Carroll is a four-time Stanley Cup winner. His older brother, Leo, played five seasons with the Plymouth Whalers. I am talking about the one, the only here. No relation to Kylie Jenner, but Boone Jenner, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, nice.
So he doesn't have a beauty line out? No cosmetics?
I mean, Paul Bissonnette would rank him as probably an absolute badger out there for his hockey style, but no, not yet at least.
Oh, Boone Jenner in the playoffs. Oh, man. I love it when he was getting into it with all those players all the time. It's just so fun to watch him.
And to bet, who's your 38?
Well, I just found about how sad this one was today. So I guess it's good that I'm going last.
You also
but,
just found out about him in general today, too.
Yes. You're not wrong. But it is Pavel Dimitra. I guess him and his whole teammate died in a tragic airplane accident there in Russia, but he had a career high of 304 goals, and in 02 to 03 he scored 93 points, so that's pretty cool.
And who was he drafted by?
You're gonna have to take that one.
You're in the city.
oh he was drafted by Ottawa.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
In 1993 too.
Wow.
No, the funny thing with him, how he was actually present at the draft, because he went way late in the draft, and I think it was by the time it came like the fifth or sixth round, whenever he got drafted, he was on his way actually leaving the arena because he was pissed off that he hadn't heard his name yet, and then he was like on the stairs leaving, and then someone, I think it may have been his agent, but they said like, Pavel, you just got drafted, come back in here now.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But, he was honestly, he was quite the standout player, especially at the 2010 Winter Olympic Games there. I think he was named or part of the top three best forwards in the men's Winter Olympics there. And, unfortunately, never won a Stanley Cup. And, as you mentioned there, it's actually coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the Yaroslavl plane crash, which was September of 2011 when that happened.
Yeah, that's right, 2011.
Yeah, September 11th. Well, at least it's not the worst thing that happened on that day in human history.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so let's segue out of disasters and move into hockey news, guys. Spencer, I'll let you take this away.
Well, you know, we can start off with a little bit of disaster news. So we'll actually skip over across the pond here into Finland, and only disaster because this team's just been absolute shit this whole season here. But it's basically this episode is just a little refresher on, you know, what's going outside the NHL and the stuff we're hearing. Like, obviously, we heard about Cole Caulfield, you know, Wayne Hobie Baker there, lighting it up in his first AHL game with 2 goals and an assist. Matt Boldy as well, the Minnesota product, in his first career game with the Iowa Wild, scored a goal and added an assist as well. So pretty good for 2 college players right out of the gate. But so over here in Finland, though, the team, it's JYP, so I'm only assuming it's pronounced Yip. I have no idea. Yip, yeah. You know, like Yip Jyväskylä. Oh, God. Yip Jyväskylä. Anyways, I'm only bringing up this team just because this is the team where Brad Lambert is playing for.
Okay.
So he's having himself a pretty good season, or, you know, an all right season as, you know, 16-year-old playing in it. But also because this past week, the team happened to call up another young phenom by the name of Joakim Kemell, or Kemell, Kemell, K-E-M-E-L-L, where the 16-year-old called up for his first career program, scored in his first career program, and he's projected to be drafted in the 2022 NHL draft. So, you know, love to talk about that draft and everything, and here's another name to watch out for. He's already averaging a goal a game in his career at the pro level. Everybody else.
The sample size, though.
It's just so unfortunate. This team is so, like, far down there at the bottom of this. Like, they're third worst in the league. So, like, they don't have much hope of, you know, going off and everything. But it is quite interesting to, you know, when you do look at the young guns coming up and everything like that.
I mean, in the end... You know, if you're a team that might have 2 first-rounders or 2 picks in early in the first round and early in the second round, maybe you pick the teammates if they know each other well or they mesh in some way in the next couple, in the next year or so, you know?
Oh, exactly. You know, and just bringing in that extra little stardom to your fan base and for your general viewers will bring even more insight for future prospects wanting to join too. I mean, like one of the funniest things was somebody posted about Kemell being promoted up to the big club, called up to them, and somebody posted on Reddit posting the news story, and one person was like, "It's all in Finnish. The only English I understood was Brad Lambert."
I mean, hey, that's the way it goes. I mean, so it was actually like a link to the Finnish website, eh?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's so funny. Oh my God.
I mean, so for actually like a few weeks there, when I was looking at some of our scores and looking at their websites, there was no options looking at English or anything I could find. So I'm looking at the standings. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand how you even find the standings and the stats alone to all these leagues and everything. It's like, okay, what looks like the word stats in Finnish? Or what looks like the word standings or anything here in Finnish or Swedish or Czech and everything?
Can't you sometimes just translate the page up at the top with Google, though?
Depending on where you're looking at and the source material you have, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it depends on if you get the pop-up. If you don't get the pop-up, you're screwed.
Yeah. So sticking in the league as well there in the Liga, the top Finnish hockey league, at the top of the standings there, we've all heard how unfortunate the Vancouver Canucks have had, but there's actually been a team over in Finland who's actually had it worse where, again, I'm going on a whim here of how you pronounce their name, but it's HIFK. I do not think that's actually an acronym. I think it is just HIFKA.
HIFK.
Excuse me. But basically, they've been off. They finally got around after 5 weeks being off in COVID protocols. So, yeah, 5 weeks. 5 weeks this team's been out for. And
holy shit.
At the time, they were second overall in the league. Because the league stated this year, they're going by points percentage, not just points in general. They're still second overall in the league, but they have a lot of games to catch up and play. To bring you up to speed as well, if you're familiar to this team, this is the team that Anton Lundell is playing for.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So the 2020 12th overall draft pick by the Florida Panthers, the one where Here's an 18-year-old kid who's named or given an A on his jersey, which speaks volumes, yep, playing this top league. And he, unfortunately, has actually been out of action since middle of February, and he finally returned back. So thankfully, even though he was out with COVID back in February, when this second round, or you can say wave in the team, because he was out, the team was fine for about 3-4 weeks, then the entire team had a major breakout or outbreak happen. Breakout, that's funny because it's hockey. Anyways, but anyway, so it looks like he's fine, he's healthy, he returned back with the rest of the team this past week. But yeah, 5 weeks without game action or practices for this team here. So like, we're talking about what Vancouver was, what,
2 weeks ago, tops.
2 weeks right now, and they're slated to come back in a couple days now. So you're looking at this team having twice as, 2.5 times more longer still.
Yeah. Oof.
So you know, that's basically up to speed there in the Finnish league, and you know, we'll skip on over here with a little bit of talk, because the Finnish league is still playing out their regular season. They still have a little ways to go in that one, but you know, because everyone loves, you know, more playoff hockey talk than regular season talk. So right now, over in Sweden, actually, so they're just starting their first round. Their playoffs just began this past weekend.
Okay, so at least they started the playoffs. That's a good thing.
Well, and that's the funny thing for all these other leagues, where they've started their playoffs. Everything ran, somewhat smoothly, but everything ended on good terms for the regular season.
Okay.
So right now, again, you know, just some players bring you up on aware and notice where some of these matchups are going on. First one here, again, I apologize to any of our Scandinavian and Swedish listeners if I mispronounce some of these names. But huge shout out to former, or I guess you can say is, Sir Robert Borden High School fellow alumni.
Ooh.
Where Andrew Kaloff and his Vaxio Lakers finished first and are currently up 2-0 in their first round series.
Oh, very nice. I didn't know he continued playing hockey out in Europe.
Oh, yeah. After he went to Princeton for 4 years, he went to Sweden and then to Russia. Like SHL and KHL.
Damn.
But yeah, that's crazy. Know, he's, you know, doing pretty well. He won like Rookie of the Year and everything in his first year in Sweden there.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just something that we knew from, I guess kind of gave away. We all went to high school. Well, actually, speaking of Borden, can you guys tell me the Sir Robert Borden hockey team has only ever won the championship once in its entirety? Of having a men's hockey team.
Tibet.
There was one player or person, or one player on that team who managed to actually make their way to the NHL.
Wasn't it good? Is it Panger?
Nope. He didn't play for this team that won. Darren Pang went to our high school. No, it wasn't Grant Fuhr, but you're on the right steps of a black hockey goalie.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, is it Kevin Weeks?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I think for this
Ray
guy,
Emery did not play for
he's,
us.
He's from Hamilton.
Yeah.
He played with the St. Louis Blues. Like, a long time ago.
Yeah, my brain is not happening.
Tibet, any guesses?
I didn't even know that we had a hockey team.
They were always. Do you
Where
not
did
remember?
They, play?
They were like the jerseys, like that were hung up and stuff.
Yeah, because they stole the St. Louis Blues jerseys and logos.
High school was a massive blur for me, man.
Actually,
it was a wild time.
Anyway, so the person in question is Fred Brathwaite.
Holy shit! Where'd you pull that one? Like, how deep into the closet do you have to dig to find that?
You don't. You go down to the Sir Robert Borden High School Wall of Fame. And there's only one hockey championship team there, and it's
one name.
Easy to pick out any of the names on that team you're going through. It's like, oh shit, there's Freddie Brathwaite.
I mean, that's most of them are probably dead.
This wasn't, what are you talking about? They're in like their 40s right now.
Oh, it's that young of a
Fred
team.
It's Fred Brathwaite. He's not like 70 or 80. This is back in the 90s. When we were
buried a whole team. Grim. My bad. I thought there was like six, like the 70s, a buried a whole team.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Put a bunch of boomers in the grave.
Anyway, so carrying on. So on to the next series here. So actually, we're looking at, again, I think it's pronounced Rogel. Maybe Rogel. I have no idea. Still getting up on that speed. Only bringing them up because Detroit's future phenom on their back end and Moritz Seider plays for this team. And it is just continuously week after week highlights of him laying his all of his 6'4", 207-pound frame against his opponents out there. Like, this guy is going to be an absolute stud and such an, like, just an absolute jerk to be out there on the ice when he's shutting you down. But right now, yeah, they're going up and everything. They're playing against for London in the first round, and it's okay. Currently 2-0 in the series now for Rogel. And only, and you know, only thing to bring up really about Frölunda is that this is a team that Lucas Raymond plays for.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Unfortunately, he's currently injured, though. He's missed a large part of the season due to his injury, and he has not yet returned. As well on this team is also Montreal Canadiens draft pick from 2019, third rounder, Matthias Norlander. So he's gained a lot of praise this past season. He took a big step in his development this past season. I don't think he'll be on Montreal's roster next year, but I think he'll probably be looking at being on Laval Rockets next year in the AHL. And maybe in two years, he could certainly be looking at maybe like a top four role with Montreal there. Like, he took a really big step this past season, and he flourished on the opportunity. So,
yeah. Man, the amount of prospects in Europe that, you know, you're talking about, like, Lundell there, obviously didn't play that much, and, you know, with COVID, and then you're just mentioning Raymond being injured. I know that Rossi there, he had his issues. He's had his issues as well. It's like all these picks from this past year are just struggling, like the European players.
Yeah, little by little, you know, it's...
it's crazy.
It's just the weird year that it is, right?
Yeah, and then you have Stutzel. He's okay. Knock on wood.
Well, and then so really the only other series to bring up here is that no need to bring up Lake Sands and Henri Burrow, since Lake Sands was the hottest team going into the playoffs, and they just got absolutely decimated earlier today, 6-1 in their opening game of their series. But the other series here that's going on in their first round is between Skellefteå versus, I think it's Lulea. I have no idea. It's just complete wish out here.
Dude, you're playing the name game with yourself.
Always, whenever I look at these damn teams. But anyways, so on Skellefteå here is Edmonton Oilers first-round draft pick, Philip Broberg, where 19-year-old, he's been playing a lot of minutes for this team here and flourishing quite well as well out there. And opposite of him, he didn't get a start in the playoffs here, but on Lulea, whatever they're friggin' called, but is upcoming likely first-round draft pick, goaltender Jesper Wallstedt, I believe it was actually pronounced. Ooh. So remember the young Swedish phenom that's coming up that a lot of people are saying is potentially better than Askarov there. Well, he's on Lulea. He led their team in games played amongst their three goalies, but he didn't get the first game start, so I have to do a little more digging on that, see if what's up there. But, you know, he finished off pretty good season with a .908 save percentage and .2.23 goals allowed average in 22 games.
Ooh, nice. That's unreal.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool because we always hear about these, like, the goaltenders who are, like, the top goalie in each draft, and it's kind of interesting that, I mean, we haven't really had too many top goalies drafted, you know, first 10, 15 picks really in the last while. And, you know, Askarov was last year. And if this kid's coming up, that's two supposed phenoms quite close to one another.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, and then speaking of the Russian goalie there, we'll hop over to the Russian league. And not really much to mention about Askarov, but right now for the KHL, they're actually into their conference finals right now.
Oh, very nice. The vodka has kept COVID away.
Yes, yes, yes. It was very cold over there with lots of hockey. But so right now you have, you know, both series actually right now are 3-2. And you have first place versus second place in both series going on. So hopefully you can see, you know, Baris Kazan versus Avangard Omsk. Maybe see game 7 there, or maybe CSKA Moscow can finish off their series in 6 games over SKIA St. Petersburg. But, you know, a whole lot, you know, it's, again, Russia is a little different, right? Because this is all their pros being talked about out there. So your Kovalchuk, your Datsuts, you know, your oh God, what's his name? Sharapovalov, that guy?
Something like that.
The cringe is real.
Tibet, if you really want to cringe, the amount of, and this is, I guess, just us giving a shout out to another guy on a different podcast, is the amount of stories that, like, Ryan Whitney and Paul Bissonnette have about the KHL. If you want to listen to some crazy stories, you should listen to them. I mean, we don't have any crazy stories, and we're not going to say any of the stories they talked about, but they definitely include Lobotka. They definitely include AK-47s and Kalashnikovs, and they definitely include it. Bribery straight up from teams for throwing games. And yeah, I mean, there's a Putin-owned team, so that tells you enough about anything you need to know about the KHL.
Great.
Yeah, you know,
and you can watch it on, and you can watch it on DAZN, believe it or not. So
DAZN, nice.
DAZN, Tibet's fave.
Well, you know, we'll bring things back here to North America. You know, because outside of that, not much else really to report back over in Europe aside from all of that and catching up to speed. But you know, big congratulations as college hockey wrapped up this past weekend, where we saw UMass Minutemen clinched their first ever championship, winning 5-0 over St. Cloud State in the Frozen Four championship title game.
Now, I just have a question, though, because I know that the Minutemen were also like a rock band back in the day. So did was somebody just a really big fan on UMass, and they just really just, they thought that they would name themselves after that? Or what's the reason? I think it may have
been the opposite way around.
Oh, you think it's the opposite way around? Maybe. Well, I guess maybe. Oh, you know what? Actually, this makes sense. The Minutemen were the first armed militia to arrive or await a battle. So I guess that one actually probably makes a little bit more sense. It's kind of like a battle thing. But that's actually really awesome to see a team that has never won it before win it all. And they did it in such dominant fashion. Holy moly, that score, right? Like, straight up just shoved it right down their throats and took care of business. Pretty awesome to see.
Well, it's just funny when it's like, you know, especially when it's like, it's almost like when you look at the Super Bowl, right? Where teams are in, like, maybe the team that wins the Super Bowl actually had, like, a closer matchup in, like, their division final series or so, or even any baseball or basketball or playoff series, where it's more difficult of a series in a different round than it actually is in the finals there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so other than that, you know, again, big congratulations to UMass there, winning big there, obviously. You know, also catch everyone up to speed if you weren't aware and heard the news as well. Switch over here and go into some women's hockey as well in the NWHL. Give them a shout out too on them being able to wrap up their season and saw because I think I was mistaken. I think actually in the last recording, the last time I mentioned them, I said the Boston Pride. But that was actually a mistake. It's actually... I think I said Boston Bandits, which was actually a junior team out in Boston. But congratulations to the Boston Pride on winning this season's NWHL championship, the Isabel Cup.
Ooh, the Isabel Cup was won.
I will add cheers in post.
What?
I will add cheers in post-production.
Well, just because, you know, we saw, unfortunately, their postseason's interrupted due to COVID, interrupting their postseason there. So it's good to see that they're able to wrap up everything. And, you know, hey, Boston won here in the NWHL. You obviously know the Bruins will not win then, because we all know Boston isn't a city of championship teams, right? No shout out to the Patriots or the Celtics or Red Sox. Wow.
Wild for the Celtics.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of funny because I think that with Tom Brady gone, that we know that the Patriots are now dead. And then the Celtics haven't been too good in a couple of years. I mean, they had their time, yes. They've won plenty. But when you actually think about it, the Patriots kind of were the everlasting ones. But, I mean, the Bruins won it in 2011 and the Celtics last won it in 2008. So... you could say that there have been other cities which have been pretty... I mean, it's kind of weird. It's kind of spread around everywhere. But LA has also been winning.
Yep.
You know? So, it kind of spreads everywhere. I guess in the NHL, it's kind of... we had Pittsburgh come back and win a little bit. And, you know, Florida won a lot this past year. When you think about it, Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like, holy moly, two places same year. Does that mean that, you know, with Tampa loading up, if Tampa wins the cup, that Tom Brady's going to win his eighth? Like, holy moly, that would be crazy.
We also had the Tampa Bay Rays losing the World Series and the Miami Heat lost in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, they were so close. Like, all these Florida, maybe that was the reason they were so good.
At one point, Florida, the state of Florida was like number four in the world for COVID alone.
Yeah, though, that's what I was going to say. I think they just, if they let it flow, and maybe that's the reason they all did so well, you know? I mean, all I saw was in the middle of a pandemic, Tom Brady out and about with no mask, practicing with his wide receivers when he should be locked down and nobody giving him any fines or anything. So I assume that, you know, maybe it just worked to be open.
Yeah, you know, and outside of that, that's pretty much all of it for your pro hockey league. But we do have a few junior hockey notes to make some marks on or make some notes on too here. And, you know, in America, we have the USHL, United States Hockey League, where the Chicago Steel continue to run their power or their, like, just their power of skill on top of everybody. And still first overall in their league there with 71 points in 49 games. You know, outside of that, we'll have more updates on that league coming up because, you know, as we come across the north of the border up here to Canada, where, you know, three major junior leagues, only two are running because there is still nothing going on at the OHL. WHL is still fairly young in their season, even though they're actually halfway through. Actually, that's actually kind of funny, yeah. Where it's, because they're only playing 24 games, but right now the Edmonton Oil Kings are the number one team there with 12 wins out of 13 games so far, leading the way there. You know, and just the one thing to bring up here in the QMJHL, where, you know, their season's coming along fairly well, and the Charlottetown Islanders actually just had their 17-game winning streak come to an end.
Jesus Christ.
Bad days.
Yeah, and on the season, they are 31-5-0.
Wow.
And even despite going on a 17-game winning streak, they're still tied for first overall.
Oh, my God.
I mean, hey, it doesn't matter how you win them, as long as you win them. It can be in increments of, well, what is it, 30 divided, sixes. It could be in sixes or it could be in a 17. And it's kind of crazy to me that they're not first, but or at least not sole possession of first.
Yeah,
but
like running away with it, right?
Yeah. I know. Well, it just shows that, you know, I find those teams never win, though. Like the streak, like, you know, you have that team in the season that has the massive streak, and I just find they just don't win. I don't know why. It's like Tampa a couple years ago, you know, they went on those huge streaks in the middle of the season and then they just were insanely out front and then bang, nothing happened. So we'll see where they end up, I guess, sooner or later. But
well, it's also pretty great too because all the Maritime teams there, they're having good attendance numbers for their games too. You know, it's actually kind of shocking to see that. Again, because there's no word yet on anything happening here for the Ontario Hockey League. You know, the governments and the municipal leaders were all saying, oh, you know, we'll have word out by March 31st at the latest. Currently at this time, it is 4:45 p.m. on April 11th, and there's still no word out yet from them. So, you know, the clock is really running low here, or running quite down on their even possibility of being a season being run. And considering literally every single league worldwide is having a season being run, even junior A leagues in other provinces and states and European countries are being run, but nothing's still going on here. So, you know, wait and see what's happening there at the OHL. You know, other than that, the one last note to make a note of, which just became, just came out. It was filed in late March there, but it officially became known. But the BCHL, the British Columbia Hockey League, because this is pretty big news here, but the BCHL filed to withdraw from the CJHL. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so for those that are unaware, so the CJHL is 10 junior A hockey leagues in Canada, so it just oversees all 10. And the BCHL has basically told them, we're withdrawing our league. Because we're too good. There's no point to playing like the national championship with these other provinces because we're this good and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So they've done that, which is, and again, like it makes sense. BCHL is top league. Yeah. It's them and Alberta are up there far and away than, you know, than six of the other ones at least. just because the OJHL and the CCHL are, you know, they're like they're good here and there. You know, it's, some years they're in the same top tier level as the Alberta Junior Hockey League and the British Columbia Hockey League, but for all the stuff that's being rumored and speculated, is BCHL is officially going to be leaving. They're going to look to go run their own independent league. It sounds like the AJHL may join them, so withdrawing as well and join the BCHL, which would make kind of sense that you get more teams like that. It's a little bit more travel, but you know the end game is not too bad still. There's speculation that those two leagues may even look to maybe possibly join the USHL, so the United States Hockey, and this is USHL's top junior league. Being joined in. The only thing that would be kind of weird is the USHL only has between like 14 to 16 teams, and they're all very central and eastern located. Like, I think their farthest western team is, oh God, again with these friggin' names, I think it's pronounced Dubuque, or Des Moines, where it's very like central and everything. Whereas again, we're talking about BC and Alberta, where they're very far west, and that's just a lot of extra travel, especially for a team from like Youngstown over in Ohio to go out there for a game, you know?
I guess if they think they have the money, but that's actually, when you think about that, that's actually crazy news. Like the fact that they just said, you know what, we're just going to take the, potentially join with the AJHL, and we're just going to bring up the American one as well. You know, like just kind of bring over Alberta, go down to the US, bring it all together. Is that, I mean, it just shows that, you know, they think that they're way above the rest, like you said, which they are. So, it's actually massive junior news for a lot of like
very big news
jobs and everything.
It's something else for the BCHL coming out and, you know, saying, yeah, you know, we don't care. We're ditching what you have going on here. And this is like, you know, first time ever this is happening. You know, and it's been speculated for a couple of years. It's just kind of crazy where, you know, like sometimes they say where there's smoke, there's fire. And, you know, you open up that barn door and it's not just a candle that's lit. It's, you know, there's a lot of smoke going up through that rooftop because it's a hellfire that's going over there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And I remember when, you know, and this has been around for a while, but I know that even with the U.S. development program, just the way that they built it up, just the fact that, you know, all these Canadian now divisions, whether it's at the now it's at the junior level, are like, yeah, we wouldn't mind to maybe join up with the U.S. a little bit, because it seems like they're doing something very right. You know, there's more hype about U.S. development hockey than there is OHL. You know, for some people, like for us, like I know that there were a lot of like Sens, and I know this is a totally different league, but I'm saying it just kind of makes sense that now these Canadian leagues are like, man, well, like, you know, maybe join up with the US, maybe get some more revenue, maybe grow the game in a different way. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's crazy, but it could provide with more job opportunities in Canada and the US, all these different things. It's going to be interesting, like you said, if they do figure it out, how travel's going to work. I mean, you're going to need planes and stuff. But
yeah, I'm sure that's not going to be awesome. For even like a couple years at least to figure out all those logistics. But even just for next season of being like, all right, BCHL, you know, if you're by yourself, and just even for next year, it's going to be insane whether AJHL does follow their route in time, because again, you know, you got to plan everything by May there or June for your camps, hopefully with no COVID interruptions or anything. But it's certainly big news for junior A hockey up here in Canada, and see what comes of it. And like we said, you know, that's pretty much gonna be it for all that we have to update you on today. You know, we felt NHL is always, of course, what we love to talk about. It's best hockey league there is in the world, but Let all the media cash flow with all that talk and everything, and we'll be back with a whole big fun special next week talking about all the trades, all the reviews that we have on our own of what teams did, who sold the best, who bought the best, and who's looking prime for a better Stanley Cup run, because, I mean, our picks of the Philadelphia Flyers ain't looking sexy right now, so get ready for far better prediction coming in a week's time.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of the Philadelphia Flyers, if you haven't been watching that game against Buffalo, there, as Spencer said, was a massive Donnybrook because somebody ran into Carter Hart, and I think Buffalo won the game. So yeah, they're looking like shit, boys.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening in. We hope you enjoyed all of our updates from across the pond there, and you know, check out some of the European playoff action that's coming up and all the junior hockey action that's going over here in North America. And we look forward to giving you all of our thoughts and reviews on the upcoming trade deadline acquisitions. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next shift.
Peace.